Commodores, three times a lady. Here are the late show at 10:45, where the headlines are coming, and the weather update with television's Keely Donovan. We'll get onto that. But first, oh, I can't wait for this. Always lovely to have a catch up with him, get him on the show. Our roving travel reporter, hashtag at his own expense, end hashtag. Andy Mossack, a travel writer, a travel journalist for a great many years, and he comes on and gives us the full lowdown on a certain location, where's good to stay, to see, to eat. Sometimes it's the other side of the world, literally. Other times, he's down the road. He's done that in previous episodes. And every time he comes on, he gives me a couple of clues, and here they are. Clue number one, I've no idea where he is. I haven't seen this clue before. Let's go for it. During World War II, the biggest U-boat base Germany ever built was constructed here on the Atlantic coast. Today, the giant pens still exist, but now they're the home to a state-of-the-art cruise ship museum. Next door is a huge shipyard. It builds most of the world's biggest cruise ships, including the new Queen Mary II. The biggest U-boat base ever built by Germany was there on the coast. The pens still exist, but state-of-the-art cruise ship museum, and it builds most of the world's biggest cruise ships. Oof. Queen Mary II, you might have been on it. Where was it built? Could you tell me? Oh, where could it be? 81333-RUSS is when you text me tonight. I think you've got an inkling. So it's the Atlantic coast, hashtag odds. 0800-389-3333. Where in the world is Andy Mossack, a roving travel reporter? There are lots of early bits of help with this. I'm genuinely clueless on it, and most other things in life. So we've got that, and we'll be wrapping up the Sit Sound, which is songs for beauty procedures and grooming and that. So we're looking for more of your suggestions on it. Bremen, Mark in Bradford. Interesting idea where he could be. Hi to... is Andy in Norway? Says Malcolm. I've genuinely no idea. Biker Tony saying it's in France. Yes, the town. Or is it a city? I never know, but the town of Brest. Could be. That's where could be where he is. The first clue that we did have, we've got another one coming up. I mean, it's quite, unless you know your military history, which I'm not particularly hot on shipyards and that. I'm not quite sure myself, but maybe the second clue will give it away. But also thanks to Sue, I think in York, is Andy in St. Nazaire? Ooh, St. Nazaire, isn't it? I can't quite place that on the map. It would be in the right area, though, I would say. That's Rocket and Sue. Yeah, we'll have to wait for the second one, won't we? If you've still been thinking about it, 81333-RUSS. So wrapping up the Sit Sound, Papa Don't Preach, and a very good evening to you. How are you? Did you have a good day? Marvellous and ace, surrounded by people you love? I sincerely hope it was. Going to be wrapping up the Sit Sound very soon, and songs of beautification, but first, the man himself will be here. In about 5 or 10 minutes, where in the world is Andy Mossack? And we've got some good music. The Beach Boys, Benny King, The Hollies and The Real Thing all on the way. So, we had the first clue about the huge German U-boat base that was built there on the Atlantic coast. And it's where the Queen Mary II was built. But here is clue number two. Probably the most... I'll try and read it again. Probably the world's most famous national bike race started its fourth stage from here this week. It began in 1903, been an annual event ever since. So what do we think that could be? So it's the Tour de France, and it started from there, the fourth stage from there, this week. I haven't been watching the coverage. It's usually ITV4, isn't it? I haven't seen it. But maybe you have. Where do you think he is? 81333-RUSS. 81333-RUSS. 0800-389-3333. Man himself in about 10 minutes. Got the Hollies on the way next, and I'll wrap up the Sit Sound. I'm thrilled Skinny you with me. And we haven't had any early clues for it, but tonight, a half hour of power of a certain vintage where no song is longer than 2 minutes. Many and varied instrumentals were knocking around the charts, and new inventive sounds were being created. So we go back to that mystery year in about 10 minutes' time. But first, let's head to the checking desk, put in a call for our international man of mystery, and we ask the question, where in the world is Andy Mossack? So first of all, let's make contact. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, Russ. I hope you can hear me all right.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Thank you. Yes.
Excellent. Right then. So we've had the feelers out, of course, and we've been seeing where we think, and we a few extra people want to say hi to John, also to another Andy, who assured me it wasn't you, and Chris, and we're going for, is it Saint-Nazaire in France?
Well, brilliant. It is, yeah. And how on earth did you guys get that? Because I really thought I'd won this week, but once again, incredibly, the audience has done it.
Every time. One day you'll fool us, Andy. One day.
I know. Now,
there's been a lot of eyes on this place, because like you said in one of your clues, Tour de France this week, right?
They literally passed by me within touching distance. Yeah, it was quite remarkable, really. But here we are. Yeah, Western France, Southern Brittany. And it's kind of it's kind of by the Loire estuary. So it's where the Loire River comes out into the Atlantic Ocean. So fantastic place, yeah, really interesting.
So were you there for the cycling or were you there for a different reason?
Well, no. You're not going to believe this, but I am testing a motorhome for a manufacturer called Bailey, and I've got it for 10 days, quite the opposite to what I'm used to, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. I mean, here I am in this beautiful place. Saint-Nazaire is next to a place called La Baule, which is also what was in Victorian times. It started off as being a very, very French high society place, lots of seaside, beautiful residences, casinos and villas. And I'm doing the exact opposite in a motorhome in the middle of a field.
Now, would it be fair to describe this motorhome as on the luxurious scale, Mr. Mossack?
Well, you know, it's not. for the geekies amongst you, it's a 7.4/2 Advance.
Oh.
That's for anyone who knows anything about camping. You know, I'm a newbie to all this camping business, mate. I mean, you know, they have a completely different vocabulary. There's talk of leisure batteries and grey waste. And
please, let's not go into the grey waste, Andy. This is a family show.
It is, yes. Toilet cassettes and awnings and electric supply plugs. I mean, you know, it's another world.
I would love a toilet awning. I really would. I think that's the height of sophistication.
It's communal washrooms, you know. I mean, it's a learning curve.
It's different from what you're used to. However, are you making the most of it then in the locale? Yeah. Are you getting the chance? Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. I can't knock it. I mean, for those who love the outdoors, it is brilliant. And I think it's quite funny, you know, because I'm actually speaking to you outside the washrooms, because it's the only place I could get a reasonable Wi-Fi signal, and it's lit up, and I'm surrounded by mosquitoes. So it's actually very funny, if you can imagine me sitting here, dotting these insects.
Reporting live from a toilet at a campsite in France. It's Andy Mossack.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah.
So what kind of stuff? Go ahead.
There's one thing they do. You know, these guys, they walk around and they look at my vehicle either in scorn or envy, you know, and they come and say, oh, I see you've got the, you know, you've got the 7.4/2, have you? You know, it's like, oh, yes.
I know exactly what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, on to other things. But it's a beautiful way of seeing a lovely part of France, is all I can say.
Well, the thing is, I mean, let's just say, like lots of places around the globe, this when you look into the history of this town and you look into its recent history, I suppose, I mean, it's in such a location that it was a gift to shipbuilding. And down the years, it's manufactured enormous pieces of engineering, this town.
It's quite remarkable, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do a tour of the shipyard. It only costs about 15 euros, something like that. And you're in a coach and you literally go into the shipyard and drive past these huge liners that are being built. And they build them in sections. You know, it's quite fantastic to watch how they do it. And I never knew, but, you know, they've got a lot of things that sort of are ready to be fitted almost, you know, once the hull's in place. You know, it's kind of, you know, these cabins, you know, like a ship's cabin.
Yeah.
They all arrive as one pod.
Right.
And then they go in like on a container and they just slot them in. You know, it's amazing to watch. And you see all this from the tour. And then there's four huge liners right now, and three of them are in this dry dock where they're sort of doing all the welding and all that kind of stuff. But then they flood the dock so the actual hull floats, and then they finish off the boat. So it's actually brilliant to watch, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I mean, aside from ship building then around the place, does it have all of the, I suppose, some of the usual attractions, really, of Western France? I mean, I imagine that what kind of cuisines is it a big fish place, I would have thought?
The fish is pretty fantastic, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm in this beautiful part, which is called the Marais, which is it's a vast area. It's like the wetlands. It's a bit like the kind of the Everglades, the French version of the Everglades, if you like. And there's a round here where I am. It's they call it the Grand Brière, and they have these flat bottom boats, and the guys up there punting around. And you just sort of go floating past these beautiful kind of wetlands with birds and all kinds of wildlife. And it's really, really lovely. You know, it's just very peaceful. And I must say, it's really nice. And that's good fun. The other thing is they've got some fantastic beaches, of course. And do you remember Monsieur Hulot?
Monsieur Hulot.
Jacques Tati,
yes, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Right. I do remember.
He did a film which was Mr. Hulot's Holiday.
And that was there?
That was on the beach at a place called Saint-Marc-sur-Mer, which is next door to Saint-Nazaire. And there's a statue of Mr. Hulot himself, and I've been there. And most of that film was filmed there on that beach. So that was something. He was obviously a big deal in the 50s and 60s.
Yes. Yes, of course. Absolutely so. Absolutely. So you are there for how much longer, and what else is on the to-do list?
I lost you there. Can you say that again?
Can you hear me, Andy? I was just going to ask. You're there for a few more days, I presume. What else is on the to-do list?
Well, we're going to eat some very nice baguettes. We're going to have quite a few crepes. We're going to drink some very nice beer. And, of course, as France is in the final of the World Cup,
yeah.
You can imagine, can't you? You can imagine. So we're getting quite a lot of stick, being the Brits. but I must do a shout-out for Britain. If you like, obviously, the ferry coming over here, I've got to say, it's like a mini cruise in itself, you know.
Yeah.
When you get the motor home on the ferry overnight, Brittany ferries, I must say, you know, it's good. You get a mini cruise, there's films, and they give you light little music to wake you up in your cabin.
Do they?
How good is that?
Bit of Metallica?
I think more of some French chamber music, possibly.
Oh, I see. The theme tune to Hello, Hello, maybe, or something like that.
But something like that, yeah.
You have a wonderful time, then, for the rest of your stay there, in your luxury motorhome, which, of course, I'm seeing now as a massive Winnebago in my mind.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's
yeah, a big, of course. I would have thought it was big swimming. It's got a swimming pool on the roof, lads. You wouldn't believe it. I'm sure that's what you would. Would you like to know two things I found out about San Nazir? And I have to thank you. I have to say thank you to Gregory for emailing me this in. But apparently, San Nazir is the home of Serge. And the only thing I've got here was he was a llama that became an internet meme after being kidnapped by five drunk students in November 2013.
Really? Well, there you are.
There you are. See if you can track him down while you're there.
And, at least it's not twinned with Huddersfield.
Well, hey, hey, hey. It's twinned with Sunderland. Sunderland.
Is it?
Yeah, twinned with Sunderland and a place called Haiku in China. So now you know.
Now I know. Thank you for that.
Spread the word. Have happy travels, Andy, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Adieu.
Adieu, monsieur. Oh, having a wonderful time in his luxury motor mansion that he's driving around France at this precise moment. Oh, for that life. For that life. Couple of weeks, we'll be back on again. Half Hour of Power is coming next.